Hi, my question is it true that some people are born homosexual? I've heard many different theories about that.
Well, is it true that people are born homosexuals? No. That would be implying that it's a genetic defect, and of course, it makes it very easy for people to sort of point the finger at God and say, I don't need to make any effort to control myself or change because I was born this way. And that's one reason that there's been a strong pressure for people to accept. There was a doctor who released a study that it's something different in the genes. Of course, that doctor was gay, and he had an incredible bias to prove this. But there's really been no valid documentation of that. The consensus is that it is an environmental and learned behavior. Now, there is one thing a person is born with that will make them more prone if the environmental things are different. There are four temperaments. You've probably heard of people who are more melancholy, sanguine, phlegmatic, choleric. People are made up of different temperaments, and that's pretty well established. Those who have a melancholy temperament, they're your creative people, they can be more susceptible to changes in the family where there's an absent father or mother figure, and it may lend to their being gay, lesbian, or homosexual. And so, no one is born gay. Some people are born with a makeup that would be more susceptible to having certain weaknesses in the family. The strongest evidence is that in the cases for men, if there is a very passive, absent, or missing, that's be the same as absent, wouldn't it? Father, they will at a certain time in their young life identify with the mother. If there's a very dominant woman figure, sometimes boys surrounded with sisters may have that. There are, of course, the scriptures in the Bible that tell that this is not appropriate. Romans 1:27, Leviticus 18, Leviticus 20. But you're not really asking that question, are you?
Well, I want to know what the Bible says about it. Like, does it say, is there anywhere else in the spirit of prophecy that it says where it talks about homosexuality?
Yeah, your phone's breaking up. I don't know if you're on a cell phone, but
Yes.
Can I make a suggestion? We will send you a free book. We don't offer this very often, but it is specifically on what the Bible says about the issue of homosexuality. And
Oh, wow, great.
it's called, you've got to call our resource number. The book is called Return to Sodom. It's a pretty strong book. Return to Sodom by Gary Gibbs. We'll send it to you. It's a good study on the subject, and
Wow.
hopefully it'll be helpful.
Okay, thank you very much.
Alita, they have a
Yes.
pencil? They have a
Yes,
pencil?
I do.
Okay, write this number down, 1-800
1-800
835-6747.
867
47. 835-6747.
Okay.
And call that number right now and ask for Return to Sodom, and we'll send it to you.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
All
You're
right,
welcome.
Alita, thanks for the call.
You know, in
Okay,
summary,
thank you.
Pastor Dick,
Bye-bye.
there of course is that scripture, 1 Corinthians 6:9, and it's very clear. It says, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites," and then it goes on and identifies other things, "will inherit the kingdom of God." It's just very plain, and yet a lot of people have tried to steer around that a variety of ways.
Right.